Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May 9, 1922, tensions came to head as Barbadian police constables, acting under the instructions of their superiors, began the task of driving vendors, hucksters, and hawkers off the streets of Bridgetown and forcing them into the public market. According to the Agricultural Reporter newspaper, the need for these drastic actions by the police force stemmed from an overabundance of vendors plying their trade on the public streets of Bridgetown and restricting access to passing pedestrians. This measure, which was said would increase, was needed to relieve congestion of popular roads such as Swan Street, Milk Market, and Tudor Street. In the 1920s, with wages on plantations low, many people converged on Bridgetown, particularly on Saturdays, to sell produce or pottery. Produce was obtained by cultivating their own plots of land or purchasing from peasant farmers. Citing the importance of the Barbadian hawker, the paper noted that they were of great importance in supplying convenience to the consumer, as they were known to go house to house selling their wares and produce. However, their heavy presence on the city streets blocked traffic and were a hindrance to the local businesses in the area. With the main aim of the movement being the exodus of hawkers from the streets to the public market, the paper noted that there were a few circumstances of vendors who possessed legitimate licenses permitting him or her to peddle their wares. In these cases, there would be no police interference. It was of the opinion of those in charge that moving the vendors to the public market was the best option, and in a short time, those who would want what can only be found or obtained in the public market will go there to seek and obtain it. This dislike of the public market and favor for the city streets has continued right up to this day, and there have been instances since 1922 when vendors were relocated by the police from one part of the city to another. One of these instances occurred in December of 1981 when Rastafarian vendors selling leather crafts and oils were removed from Shepherd Street, also known as Rocker's Alley, to Temple Yard. Today, a large public market on the mighty Griner Highway, operated by Barven, seems to be the answer to the issue of vending in the city.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.